You're listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with producer Mark Price on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com, where we're streaming live. We're going to get right to our next guest, Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. Good evening, sir.
Hey, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good.
Well, there's turmoil brewing again. This one's getting kind of wild. Can I ask you to give us a little backstory in your own words on the sidewalk improvement project, and then we'll catch up to speed to where we are today?
Yeah, Cheryl, it's really pretty simple. Cities often have to build infrastructure, and they have to maintain infrastructure. It's part of what we do. That may be hard for, you know, some to understand. It's fairly simple for most. We have a lot of portions in and around the city in an urban area that still need work. And then there are some that are more treacherous than others. One really bad stretch in the Lansing area is Waverly Road, near the intersection of Old Lansing Road. Also, you know, near the intersection of Waverly, near the intersection of Mount Hope, or what is called Morris River. But it's really the end of Mount Hope over at Waverly, near the West Side Y. So I frequent the area. I live nearby. I go to the West Side Y on occasion. And almost every time I see people walking along the trail, it's the road is four narrow lanes with no sidewalk and a trail along the side that bikers use, that walkers use. And it's in some stretches, it's really treacherous because there's even very little room, even on the trail, because there's a berm, like a hill, that kind of pushes people toward the road. So it's a very narrow stretch. It's used, especially you get kids walking to and from the YMCA on Old Lansing Road. And so I've tried to make it a priority the last couple years to get that on the list of funded projects. And I won't go into it. It's very complicated how we get expensive projects like this funded, but there's a tri-county commission, a tri-county board that sets priorities for these things. And I've tried to ask that, push along that tri-county board to make this a priority. So far, Lansing Township Board has passed a resolution in support of this. The Ingham County Road Commission has indicated support for this because they see the need and the danger of the road being how it is.
So it has passed the litmus test going through the process.
It's on its way. I mean, it's in the process.
Yes. And the price, price tag, am I correct, is about $1.3 million.
Yeah, well, depending on what pieces, it's an overall project that, mm-hmm. that would enhance walkability and bikeability from Moores River through Waverly, through then Old Lansing Road, and then all the way up to the next road there. It would link it to Grand River Park across from the Dispatch by the viaduct up there. So it would make almost a shoehorn all the way around. It would take walkers all the way over to Grand River Park, which is an underutilized park there where the Michigan Princess hangs out on the banks of the Grand River. Mm-hmm. So it is an overall a $1.3 million project. The stretch of Waverly Road is about $225,000 just for that section there. Infrastructure is often not cheap, but we got to keep in mind it lasts for decades. It will serve generations for decades to come.
And this project for you, your basis in this project, if I'm correct, is safety. It's about people's safety using these corridors and walking these corridors and biking these corridors.
Well, absolutely. That's number one. I have seen so many near misses, Cheryl, and there have been two or three accidents on that road, Waverly around Old Lansing Road, because there is just no place to go. In the winter, people are walking in the road because the bridge, after the bridge, there is no sidewalk. And it just so happens, Cheryl, that it ends at Bill Ballinger's driveway. I never even knew Bill Ballinger lived there. I've never had a problem with Bill Ballinger. He happens to be, you know, a Republican pundit. I've never had any issue with him. But when he found out that I was interested in extending the sidewalk from the bridge on through up Waverly and on, he basically went crazy from then on. He visited my home here, stopped by and talked to my wife about our neighborhood, and that's okay. And I stopped by his house and talked to him about it. I tried to reason with him about the project, but there was no reasoning with him. He does not want any of his property, which is public right-of-way, by the way. That we have public right-of-way there. He says it's Lansing Township. It's none of my business. But I think it is my business because we're all in this together, and Lansing residents use that area as well. And I think the sidewalk sidewalk will serve everybody.
And this is where things got ramped up in the last couple of days. He was quoted in a City Pulse article, and I'll just read it so I don't get it wrong. He said he wondered why the mayor, Bill Ballinger, wondered why the mayor was gesticulating in the road for TV cameras this week. He went on to say that he thinks it's an insane amount of money for a sidewalk that serves mostly power walking women from Moores Park and foot traffic from Jolly Road that's mostly lower income, largely African American. Then the clergy forum got involved, and then you issued a statement today.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, the guy, I wanted to give the guy the benefit of the doubt. I mean, back in the summer, he said to me, look, you know, the people who come by here, they're not from your neighborhood. They're from Jolly Road, implying there's some, you know, and I wanted, I couldn't believe he could be making a racial statement at that time. But now it's clear that that is part of his problem, that he doesn't want certain people walking in front of his house. And this is the year 2010. So, yeah, I'm disgusted. I don't easily ever accuse anybody of racism, but clearly this is a statement that implies that certain people aren't worthy of safe, you know, they're not worthy of the investment. I think he owes us an apology. I think he owes the African-American community an apology. He's got a lot of explaining to do, but basically an apology and butt out. And as far as, you know, my articulating, gesticulating, whatever, waving my hands around, it's what I do. I'm Italian. When I talk, my hands move. They're moving now. And, the cameras asked, the news asked what the deal was, and I said, I'll meet you out there on the road because I want people to see what we're talking about. In case you haven't driven by there, you know that bridge gets icy, the road gets narrow, there's no place to walk, our children are in jeopardy, the YMCA is right down the corner, and then he tries to imply that it's about me walking to the Y. Look, I'm usually in a hurry. I'm lucky to get to the Y. I drive to the Y most often, and I probably still will, but I am concerned about kids and all people, and I'm concerned about folks that have to walk. You know, of course, walking is healthy. We should encourage it anyway. But the fact of the matter is, in the winter, we know the people that are walking in the winter and end up in the road, they're walking because they have to walk. They obviously don't have an option to drive. And we ought to, and I know the community is concerned about walking and biking, because in Lansing, we passed a complete streets ordinance last year, if not 2 years ago now. So voters here have said, we want complete streets. When you're fixing a road, look at the sidewalk, look at the bike path. You know, if it's a little extra money, spend it while you're there doing the work. And we know there's going to be a lot of work needed on Old Lansing Road. It needs work right now. And so when we're doing that, we ought to build in a sidewalk and or a bike path.
Yeah, I'm kind of stunned where this has gone. We're going to continue to follow it as well. I certainly appreciate you hanging with us tonight for a bit and clearing this up, or at least telling us where you are with this. We'll be following it. I'll probably have a call into you next week again, sir.
Thank you. I hope people will weigh in on this.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Mayor.
Take care.
Speaking with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonera, we will be back with more Fritz and Friends right after these messages.